And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, tough loss as far as falling a little bit short on the scoreboard against McCook on the road Friday, but man, you had to be proud again of the effort and the way your kids went toe-to-toe, which with, again, a team that is considered to be one of the better teams in all of Class C1.
Yeah, I thought our effort was really good, and offensively, besides a couple of errors we had, we played pretty well. The kids, they rushed the ball for like 389 yards, and but we just had a couple costly mistakes. But I thought for the physicality, the way we played physical and our effort, there was no question. I'm happy with what they did there.
Carly, you bring up physicality, and that really leads me into my next question. I know that when you're coming into a season, you're going through fall camp, you never really know how you match up with teams until you match up with them. I think of Boone Central, think of the McCook matchup, teams, again, that are considered to be some of the better teams in all of C1. From me looking at it, and I'm interested to get your point of view, there's just no question your guys are matching up physically, especially up front. That's got to make you feel good moving forward, doesn't it?
Yep. That's a credit to our kids for the work ethic they put in this summer in the weight room and the strength they've gained. And by really just listening, I think our offensive line has just done a super job this year, and I think they're just going to keep getting better, and that really makes a difference. And our backs, we have only one of our backs has played running back before. Our other two have never played, Bryce Chaplin and Nathan Reynolds, and they're getting better each week. It's just it's kind of a process, and they're starting to get it figured out, and they're starting to run more physical. And once they do that, I think we'll even get better.
One of the things that was great to see was number 55, Hagan Campbell, coming out and playing last week. Got to be good to have him back in the lineup, giving you some more depth, I would guess, up on the offensive line.
Yep, we were excited for Hagan to get back. So we're just going to work him in. You know, he got back last week, and we worked him in a little bit on offense and a couple plays on defense, and he's going to keep getting more and more time. I think he's excited to be back, being a senior, and he wants to get on the field. So we're really excited to have Hagan back.
Carly, I know that you were rotating him in and out, especially on offense. Is that the plan for this week, too, or is the plan going to change a little bit?
We got a couple different scenarios, but he'll still rotate in, whether it's at guard or center. So one of the two places, and we'll make it work that way. So.
Defensively, Carly, I know people will look at the paper and see McCook scored 34 points, but really, offensively for McCook last week, it was one big play that set up a touchdown early in the second half. But defensively, I thought your kids were solid.
Yeah, defensively, we shut them down for the most part. We gave them short field once and gave them the kick return. And then they had the one series right after half where they caught us on a deep pass, but I think we held them under 170 yards of total offense. And I thought our defense is playing, and I mean, in all of our games, really, our defense, stat-wise, has played pretty well, and we've held them, and we just got to clean up all the small mistakes that we're making with special teams and taking care of the ball.
Carly, as I talked to coaches this week, I've been asking every one of them about communication. And I know communicating is so important, especially on defense, communicating on the offensive line. How has the communication in those areas especially gone for you? Has it continued to improve as you've played a few games now?
Our offensive line, I mean, that's something we work on every week, and our kids are getting better. We weren't as good as it, but we're into week three, going into week four, and our communication is getting better up front. The kids are starting to talk. They're starting to settle in. Defensively, we're getting there. Same thing. We're starting to communicate a little more. We got to help each other out, and they recognize things. And we preach it all every day about communicating, talking, letting the other guy know if they're coming in. So with new kids, it's just a process. And they start to pick it up and start to gain that confidence.
What's the main focus in practice for you this week?
We've been a little bit of everything, you know, special teams, taking care of the ball, those have been probably the main focus, you know, just being smart with the ball and not turning it over, and then not having a let up after we've noticed in our games that we kind of have a let up after we score. You know, we thought we were doing better last week till they got that kick return. So when we score, if we go down and score, then we've got to really put the pressure on them and get a defensive stop.
Carly, talk a little bit about your opponent. O'Neill comes to town. You get him at Mark Russell Field. Just a little bit about your thoughts regarding them and the keys for the Indians on Friday.
We had a really good quarterback. He can get out of the pocket and run. He can throw the ball pretty well. They got two really good receivers, I think, that can be dangerous. You know, I mean, they're a team. They can stay with you. We have to keep the Clausen kid in the pocket defensively, I think. We don't want him scrambling. And offensively, defensively, they're going to throw probably multiple blitzes at you, multiple fronts. So our kids have really got to recognize what's coming at them and how to block. So, and that's really been a stress point. You talked about communication. This week we really talked about communicating on who has who and how they're lining up against our offense. So.
Well, Carly, it's always great to talk to you. We always appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, appreciate it.
That's Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.